startup, or purchasing an existing brokerage. Benefits and drawbacks to startups. Purchasing existing brokerages. Due diligence process. When buying a brokerage, franchising a business, and advantages/disadvantages to franchising. Introduction. Is it better to start a new brokerage or purchase one already in existence? That depends on the needs and preferences of the brokerage owner, and there are compelling reasons for either approach. Starting a new brokerage from the ground up. Benefits and drawbacks to a startup. For starters, a new business more clearly reflects the founders, their ideas, their business and management preferences, and their style. A startup brokerage offers an exciting opportunity for owners to create their own business from scratch and watch it grow. They can decide everything from their organizational structure to office decor, from branding to office location. The startup owner can establish the brokerage's reputation and control every aspect of how they manage their business, staff, and sales agents. Another advantage is that brokerage startups tend to have significantly less upfront costs. Purchasing an existing business that is already profitable has a significantly higher cost, especially when the real estate market is good. On the downside, starting a new brokerage business requires considerable time, especially in the beginning. New owners must research and plan nearly every aspect of the business before ever opening their doors for business. Research and planning often divert time from many of their other income-producing activities. If owners divide their time between a business startup and their day job, there is the risk of burnout. However, many successful businesses have started this way. Cash reserves. Startup brokerage owners must have or must acquire ample cash reserves to keep the business afloat until it becomes viable. It takes time to build a customer base and establish a good reputation. In general, business experts recommend that new business owners have at least 3 to 6 months of operating capital in reserve when starting a new business. However, this recommendation can be misleading because this average does not consider the kind of business, the real estate market in a given location, and many other factors. Depending on the market, competition, and the economy, a new broker owner may need more than 6 months of financial reserves. Purchasing an existing brokerage. Starting with more. For entrepreneurs worried about the initial time investment and the intricacies of setting up a new business, purchasing an existing brokerage may be a better fit. Often, these businesses already have operational systems, infrastructure, and an established customer base. Brokerage owners can save time by building on a business when someone else has already done the footwork. Many existing brokerages have steady, positive cash flow, making financing a business easier, since most lending institutions prefer to minimize risk by financing established businesses that already show a profit. Entrepreneurs should seriously consider the disadvantages of buying an existing business. The most obvious drawback, of course, is price. Purchasing a profitable business is quite expensive. On the other hand, purchasing one that seems to be on the right track to becoming profitable carries more risk. Other potential drawbacks may not be so obvious. Why does the owner want to sell? How good is the relationship between management, staff, and sales agents? After all, the new owners will acquire staff they did not hire. How satisfied are the customers? Purchasing a dissatisfied customer base can have serious consequences. How much of the customer base is doing business with the company based solely on their relationship with the current owner? The seller may downplay any business problems, so in-depth research and analysis of every aspect of the business are imperative. Due diligence. Due diligence is an absolute necessity. The more potential business owners can learn about an existing business, the more they will be positioned to make informed decisions. 1. Assembling a team. From a practical standpoint, buying a new business requires many skills, too many for one person to possess. Because some aspects of the business are very specialized, assembling a highly qualified advisory team is necessary. key professionals include a CPA, a lawyer, and a business valuation expert, at a minimum. Not only must these professionals know their area of business and have excellent reputations, but they must also have expertise in real estate business acquisitions. As the business owners assemble an acquisitions team, it may prove advantageous to hire an experienced certified business appraiser, CBA. Appraisers with the CBA designation have met the education and performance criteria of the Institute of Business Appraisers. Depending on what needs the buyer communicates to the business appraiser, reports can be reasonably basic for about $200 per hour. They can also be highly comprehensive and cost between $5,000 and $30,000, depending on the valuation's size, complexity, and purpose. Professional business valuators assign values to businesses daily. They are up to speed on changing tax laws and market conditions that impact value. 2. Evaluating the business. A highly qualified financial professional is best suited to examine the business's financial records thoroughly. The potential buyer will be best served by evaluating the business thoroughly and by understanding every aspect of the business finances. What is the PE, price-to-earnings ratio, in comparison to other real estate brokerages for sale? Has the business experienced steady growth, or has it begun to decline? What are the reasons for the business's growth or decline? It may prove beneficial for the acquisitions team to discuss which business valuation method is being used, since each method has strengths and weaknesses. The asset accumulation method will likely be used to value the brokerage, since it considers the value of intangible assets, such as the sales agents and client base. It does not, however, take into account external forces, such as political changes and the state of the economy. What steps will be taken to understand the current customer base? While financial records may indicate the number of clients and sales, they do little to shed light on actual customer satisfaction. 3. Gaining insight into the acquisition. Some business experts recommend checking the credit history of the person selling the business, since non-payment of bills could indicate hidden business problems. Other ways to gain insight are talking extensively with the owner, interviewing staff and sales agents, talking with customers, or providing them with opportunities to easily submit feedback. These actions can help buyers learn more about company culture, the people who may end up working for them, and the perceptions of the client base. Another important topic to keep in mind is the lower potential for returns. A general premise in investing, any investing, is that less risk equals low returns. The same applies to purchasing an existing real estate brokerage versus starting one from scratch. When buying a business, it is important to analyze, explore, investigate, and evaluate. The more investors learn about the company, the more they position themselves to make educated decisions. Joining a franchise. Franchising a business. National and regional franchises exist in every industry. A franchise begins when a business owner develops a successful business model and company image that others want to use for their own. The business owner, franchisor, licenses and trademarks the business model to others for a price. Franchisees can use the business model and recognizable branding. The franchisor is the umbrella, and the franchisees are the companies that fall under that umbrella. Franchisees sign a franchise agreement with the franchisor, creating the relationship between the franchisor and the franchisee. The agreement grants the franchisee the right to use all the franchisor's trademarks and services. Suppose the franchise wears a mustard-colored blazer and name tag as part of their trademark uniform. In this case, the franchise agreement grants the franchisee the right to wear the blazer as part of their trade dress. Generally, brokerage franchise agreements carry a 5 to 10 year term. To renew the agreement, franchisees pay a renewal fee. Brokers who opt to join a franchise must pay a percentage of their commissions to the franchise in addition to other fees that the franchise then pools to fund brand recognition, technology, and research and development. They must also abide by the franchise's rules and follow their guidelines. However, they can offer their sales agents much more exposure to the market and a host of other benefits that contribute to their sales agent's success. Advantages to joining a franchise. There are several reasons a broker may choose to join a national franchise brokerage rather than start an independent one, the most common reason being name recognition. Other reasons for joining a national franchise include: select each tab to read about the advantages of operating a franchise branch. Bullet: brand recognition. Buyers and sellers gravitate toward the recognizable branding of national brokerages. They see a balloon or a rooftop logo and equate it with credibility and competence. Many brokers enjoy the credibility that joining a national franchise lends to their business. The franchisor is responsible for maintaining brand awareness and often offers PR to promote new brokerages. Bullet: national advertising. Franchises also carry the benefit of national marketing campaigns advertised through television, radio, and billboards, which may be too cost prohibitive for small mom-and-pop brokerages. The company markets and advertises to increase public awareness to direct clients to individual franchises under the wider company umbrella. The franchisees' advertising fees fund these national advertising campaigns. When all franchisees pay an advertising fee, the franchisor can use the funds to create national advertising campaigns to drive business to its franchises. Bullet: training and professional development. Many national franchises provide training programs and professional development for their brokers and sponsored sales agents. Bullet: marketing resources. Many franchises provide marketing support and resources for brokers, enabling them to market to a larger audience. Franchise brokers offer these resources and marketing collateral to their sales agents for a fee. Bullet: access to technology. Many franchises invest in new technology to help their franchisees. Franchise brokerages can offer their sales agents access to technology platforms that generate leads, manage transactions, and foster client relationships. Disadvantages to joining a franchise. The downside to joining a franchise is often the cost. The costs are high and include the initial cost of purchasing the franchise, the advertising fees, royalties, technology fees, educational fees, and renewal fees. The broker must also pay fees for any branches they may open. There is also a lack of the freedom that independent brokerages enjoy. Brokers and their sales agents must adhere to the franchisor's rules and follow their marketing and advertising guidelines. All brokerage operations must follow the franchisor's operating and procedures manual. Sales agents often join franchises for the same reasons buyers and sellers gravitate toward them. They believe they are recognizable and equated with credibility and success. Sales agents want access to marketing collateral, training programs, and technology to help them succeed. They must understand that they are paying for those privileges. Agents pay a fee to their brokers, which the brokers then use to pay the franchise fees. The fees go toward furthering the agent's success, but they can be expensive. So that is something that agents must consider before joining a franchise.